This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Trapped. I talked the other day about being trapped. The left thought they had you trapped. They trapped you in an education that you likely don't use. They tried to curtail the education that your parents gave you. They tried to stop you from using your powers. Now, what powers am I talking about on the Kevin Jackson Show? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm talking about your powers of observation and your powers of common sense. Yes, now those are known, pardon me, as superpowers. Yeah. See, if they had told you what you should have known, and I'm just going to use school for example, you would have gotten your education twice as fast, and you would have been using it twice as quickly, and you would be enjoying it. You would be a very good success in life. For example, if you went to college, and I don't know how old you are, but if you're now doing the job that you're doing and you love, if you'd known that going in, if they had framed that out for you properly, you would have gone, you would have gotten that education, and you'd be out. But what they do, and I talked to some college kids about this the other day, and I've talked to you about it, they give you all these other hours that they say are going to round you out. Those hours are going to do nothing for you. We should be revolting. The colleges and universities force kids to take classes outside of their major. Who are you to tell me what to take to round me out? And what are those classes? Those classes are nonsense classes. You know what they are, gender studies, religious studies, LGBT, this, that, or the other, or some ethnicity thing that you need to know. But it's never going to be to make you feel better. It's always to make you feel worse. All you want to do is go to college and get your degree and what you need so you can get going. And by the way, they have already structured it so that you're going to waste your money because you're not going to get out with the degree that you really want. So that's part of the ruse. They believe they've trapped you. And at some point, you get out of it. You get out of the trap. It costs you a fortune. You got to pay off those student loans. You have to shift careers and start over and a host of other things. It costs you. It costs you time with your family, time with your friends. It costs you in your your love of life or your, you know what I'm talking about, how you look at your life. It costs money, time, energy, etc. And it takes you a long time when you figure it out. You finally realize, holy crap, cow, I never needed college. Should have gone into, you know, corporate life doing what I wanted to do for myself. I remember thinking, you know, the pervasive thinking of the time when I was going through college and everything was, you know, you get out of school and you go get that corporate job. You know, they take care of you. They got your insurance and they got your benefits and, you know, 401ks and all that. I never thought, you know, I'll get out of school and I'll go design some circuit that I like or something that I want to do and it'll become popular and I'll hire people and so on and so forth. I couldn't wait to go bid my services out to the highest bidder. I mean, if you think about it in those terms, corporate jobs are really slavery. You set your price. And what's funny is when women set their price, they get mad. Oh, I set my price, but now I found out my price was lower than so and so. Whose fault is that? Oh, it's the fault of the job. It's the fault of the capitalist who got something for less. Let me put it another way. If I go into a store, and a woman owns that store, and I say, oh, I like this item. And she says, oh, great. Well, it's, you know, $40. And I go, well, I'm not going to give you $40. I'm going to give you 72% of $40, whatever that turns out to be. Say $30. I'm going to give you $30. So she says, okay. Then I go into a guy's store. He's got something for $40. And I say, I don't want to give you $40. I'll give you $30. He says, well, you can go take it somewhere else. I'm only accepting $40. Okay, I'll buy it for $40. They want to tell you that that's some systematic issue against women. You get what I'm saying? I mean, that's truly how it works. Forget that the woman is an entrepreneur. She sets her own price. Look, when you go into work, you go get a job, you're an entrepreneur. Oh, I know. I did it as two people setting up stores. But it's the same thing when you go to corporate. You're setting up a store. And when you set up a store, you say, when you come for the services at my store, this is what you get. And this is what I'm willing to charge you for those services. And women then complain about it. Choosing occupations that don't pay as much and then blaming men for it. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's nature. Maybe women want to be social workers and things like that that don't pay as much, teachers or what have you. I personally, I know a lot of guys that used to not hear they're not guys aren't nurses. The guys are nurses. Guys are teachers. Women are plumbers. Trapped, man. They want you trapped in a way of thinking. The identity trap. And I'm going to tell you something about identity trap. For the leftists, I say this to them. How can somebody steal your identity when you don't even know who the heck you are? You know? I mean, we, as conservatives, they try to pigeonhole us. They say, well, you're this, you're a homophobic, you're an Islamophobic, or whatever. And we go, whatever. I know who I am. I'm none of those things. By the way, the leftists are telling you who they are when they call you that. But there's nobody stealing their identities. There's nobody even setting identities for the left. You want to know why? Because we don't know who they are. I don't know what these people are for. They have such a level of moral relativity and a lack of morality that how do you define them? All I can tell you is don't hang around them because they're evil. That much I can tell you. So I want to talk about the morality of that. Also, we got tons of other news. Arlie Ermey died. That's pretty sad. Full Metal Jacket. You remember the guy? You know, he's a choke yourself. That's where he became famous. But he also got ostracized in Hollywood. You want to know why? Because he came out as a conservative. How dare that man, who did an amazing job as a drill instructor in Full Metal Jacket, and then did a couple of other spot roles after that. But how dare he go to Hollywood and declare himself a conservative after what they've done for him? Who was it that directed that film? Stanley Kubrick? How could he do it? How could he let Kubrick down like that? And that's where we find ourselves. So, yeah, I don't know what he did the rest of his career. He made a living because he went around speaking and appearing and things like this. And he was an amazing guy. I never got a chance to meet him. I almost did at an event. But I got there like the day after he was going to go or hours after he had to leave or something like that. But I wish I could have met him. He seemed like a cool cat. And having gone to military school, I know how old drill instructors are. But he seemed like a cool cat, and I'm sorry. He has absolutely passed away. But anyway, we got a lot to talk about. The IG report, Comey in big trouble. I don't think this guy really realizes just how big a trouble he's getting himself in as he's written this book and as he continues to talk about the book. So we'll look at that as well. Glad you guys are here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio Show. Don't be fooled by the left, folks. They do not believe in morality. Not the way you and I believe in it. They toss the word around, but they are amoral. Believe that. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Arthur Rimbaud said, morality is a weakness of the brain. Yeah. He was a French, I don't want to say he's a French poet, but if you study his work, he rejected bourgeois values and notions of morality and art. And the way he described it, he saw what he called the degrading aspects of human behavior. And he mocked them, essentially saying, man is immoral, get used to it. Now, it is true to some degree. Man is immoral, but he can do things to correct that moral core. But in the case of Rimbaud, he once wrote, rejecting his Catholic upbringing, says, no more gods, no more gods. Man is king. Man is God. And when the left look at morality, that essentially that's where they are. They look at morality as, you know, what it is a weakness. And you ever watch these shows where the evil guy will say, you care about things, you know, I'll find something you care about and I'll take that. And the implication is that the evil person says, I don't care about anything. So you're never going to get to me. The only way you get to me is through me. You're not going to say, I'll kill your kids. I forget the show it was, but it was something along the lines of somebody said, I'll kill your family. And the guy goes, kill them. I hate them. He didn't care. And there is no connection. With an evil person, there's nothing you can connect them to that's going to make them, you know, feel pain. If you said to Hillary Clinton, I got to kill Barack Obama in order to make something happen, she'd be like, well, go do it. If you said to Comey, I got to kill Director Ray in order for you to be exonerated, he'd be like, well, make it happen, dude. Now, you would think twice. You'd be like, well, I don't know. I don't want to hurt anybody. And you're the one who's going to go to jail because you don't want so-and-so to get, you know, you're going to make a big evaluation of a lot of stuff. That's the difference, honestly, between conservatism and leftism. That's the difference between the moral and the amoral, the religious and the non-religious, etc. Is you are going to guide your decisions based on some sort of a moral core. And you don't see morality as a weakness of the brain. And in some other cases, you'll hear the leftists, when they talk about morality, Jane Rule said, morality is a test of our conformity rather than of our integrity. Now, think about that. It's a test of our conformity rather than of our integrity. So, in other words, if you're moral, you're conforming to a code. Yeah, you don't really want to be moral, and that may very well be true. Your instinct might be to chase immorality. I mean, if you ask a young kid, you know, do you want to chase, you know, the almighty dollar? Do you want to chase sex? Do you want to chase, you know, whatever that's bad for you? Drugs, you know, music that's and things that are going to make your mind do a little bit of the dance, so to speak. They're probably going to chase that. But you say, generally speaking, you'll say, well, at least I've given you a moral core. And so you may say, I'm not going to succumb to this thing because I have this moral core. And they say, that's not a test of your integrity that you would abstain from something, abstain from a drug or abstain from whatever it is that you consider to be debaucherous. They say, Jane Rule says, it's a test of your conformity. Can I make you not use drugs? Can I make you not participate in, you know, premarital sex or whatever? That's how they see it. They see morality as a weakness. Yeah. And Arthur C. Clarke said, the greatest tragedy in mankind's entire history may be the hijacking of morality by religion. He actually believes that religion hijacked morality. Yeah. That the founding principles of a religion, which is, you know, things like, let's just go by the golden rule, you know, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. He considers, and for the record, that's a human thought. And I will agree with him that, you know, when there was no organized religion, when humans were formed, that would have been the golden rule, so to speak. But as man understood himself, as man understood that it wasn't something the size of a marble that exploded and formed the universe, because the actual question to ask would be, well, then who put the marble there? And so man understood with his deeper thinking mind that there's something guiding all of this. He set up morality, and you could call in his wisdom or in his weakness, he set up religion. It could go either way. You know, most people come to religion through something. Well, either it's taught, but you really learn religion when you get into strife, when your life spirals out of control, typically. So that's what you have. You have, you know, this discussion of, the way I believe the left sees the way you try to live your life, the way you teach your kids, and they look at it as a sign of weakness. And so as I contemplate the Comeys and the Hillary Clintons and the Barack Obamas and all these people, They see us as sanctimonious, and they see the ability to take advantage of us, because they say something along the lines of, I'll find out what really hurts you and I'll use that against you. And I'll give you an example. The omnibus bill, right? What was the biggest pain point? The pain point, and this is true of most of the bills that the left want to pass, they make the pain point, we're not going to fund the military. We're going to take something away from you. So you, in effect, have to join them in evil, if you will, by saying, well, then we're just not going to fund the military, which, by the way, I don't consider evil. No, we're not funding the military. We're no longer going to be held gangster to our own morality. You're going to have to join us and become moral. James Comey is talking about morality. In everything he talks about, this man is mentioning morality. You want to know why? You already know the secret. It's because of his lack of it. See, what the left do is they present themselves. As James Comey wants to present himself as moral. He then presents Robert Mueller as a stand-up moral guy. They then present Barack Obama as an amazing person, you know, full of morals. Look at his family. Look at all these things. Don't look at his acts. Don't observe. Don't use your common sense. I talked about that earlier. Those are your real superpowers. No, get snowed by us. Let us tell you how these people are. It's amazing to me. It's fun to watch because it's so easy to pick through it. And so Comey finds himself in a lot of trouble because now, in a twist of ironic fate, Comey has now become sanctimonious. Donald Trump's the guy that chases hookers and, you know, sleeps with porn stars and whatever else, right? I mean, isn't that the way they presented him? He's completely amoral. And Comey says, no, he's amoral. I'm moral. In fact, I'll play a clip when we come back in a minute. And get that ready for me. And Comey, he's asked, do you think Donald Trump should be president? And, you know, the answer might not surprise you, but his rationale for it may. But Comey wants you to believe he's moral. He ran the FBI in a moral way, knowing in your face how amoral he was, yet he still tries to sell it. And what's cool about it is he tries to sell it, as America has now bought into the idea that Donald Trump, we don't care about his morality.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely to normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I wanted to come in with a Comey clip, but I think something is more interesting because they want to present Comey, I'm talking about the left, George Stephanopoulos and that, you know, Democrat machine, leftist machine. They want to present Comey as a man of credibility. And I want to play a clip, and I wanted to set this up so you guys would, because I want, originally I was going to come in with something different, but I want to play this clip of Stephanopoulos challenging Sarah Sanders on Comey's credibility. By the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's the clip.
And are you sure you all want to be engaged in a credibility contest with James Comey? You know, I think the White House has cited more than 2,000 instances where the president of the White House have made false statements. Our new poll shows that Americans by a pretty wide margin think that James Comey has more credibility than President Trump.
I have to disagree with your poll to a great deal. There's a daily Rasmussen poll that has the president up at about 50%, which is actually better than President Obama at this point. At the end of the day, this president will be judged on probably two big things, the economy and national security, two things we feel very confident this president has been a strong leader on, and certainly something that the American people are feeling the effects on when it comes to the economy, doing much better today than we have been in a long time.
Now, I love that Sarah Sanders went ahead and just, you know, completely pivoted off of the subject and went on to talk about President Trump's accomplishments. But I really wish he'd gone into it and actually said, if you honestly believe, George Stephanopoulos, that James Comey is considered credible, you're obviously not paying attention. This man is not considered credible. He is under attack from members of his own organization that he led. He's further under attack from the lies, the absolute blatant lies that he told, and he will be held accountable for that, as will Andrew McCabe, as will Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and many others who worked for Comey. Wittingly or unwittingly, the man interfered in a U.S. election, did his best to work with the Hillary Clinton campaign to get Hillary Clinton elected, and we're going to go more into that stuff as well. Here's what I want to tell you. Comey's use of morality is going to be his undoing. The idea that he's setting himself up as this virtuous man, and that's the way everybody is setting him up. He's beyond reproach. The left believe they can sell you, America, on the concept that James Comey is much more honest than Donald Trump. It will bear itself out. And you will find out that he's vindicated. And I say to you otherwise. I say to you that what they're doing is they're setting Comey up to be the biggest patsy in the history. I don't even know why you would go this way. How you could try to get behind this man. So ask yourself this. Where's Barack Obama talking about his credibility? Where's, what's his face? Eric Holder talking about credibility. Where's Hillary Clinton? You have Loretta Lynch, who's already begun throwing Comey under the bus, saying, I don't know what conversation this fool had. I did not tell him to make this investigation a matter. I was just saying that we don't go around mentioning investigations. So if you're going to do that, talk about it as a matter. Is that reasonable? Perhaps. I think they're all scandalous crooks that wanted Hillary elected. But she's covering her butt as it comes to James Comey. But Stephanopoulos and others are now, they're shifting gears. And here's what you need to understand. They're shifting gears because they don't know where to go. They don't know how to make this happen. Here's Comey himself talking about virtue.
A couple years back, you gave a speech saying, if we fall in love with our own virtue, we can go sideways.
Hey, sir. Good. How are you? Excellent. Excellent.
At any point over the last 2 years, did you fall prey to that? Did you fall in love with your own virtue?
I don't think so, but I worried about it constantly. And the guardrail for that, because that's a big worry I have about myself, was to surround myself with people who will hit that, hit at the certainty, hit at the pride to make sure I've thought about things well. But at the end of the day, you got to look at yourself in the mirror and you've got to make the decision, the right decision, but most of all, for the right reasons.
If I were Comey's attorney, I would tell him, get out of the media. The worst time in the world for you to be trying to pimp a book, dude. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Comey discussing virtue. Comey saying, I'm going to go teach ethics at a college. I can't, guys, look, do you need me to paint you a picture? They want you to believe Comey is Mr. Purity. And Donald Trump, well, he's all flawed. He's all nasty. He's a nasty boy. Dun, dun, are you nasty boy? You know, yeah, he's Mr. Nasty. And the problem that they have, and I've said this earlier, the Democrats have set us up to understand that nasty is okay. Virtue has a problem. Worse than that, now it's been spun, and I call it flipped in the sense that the left can't stand the virtuous. They want to bring the virtuous down. Why did Donald Trump get elected? Because he did not appear as Comey, for example, where he's supposed to be Mr. Clean and clean cut all American boy. Donald Trump's like, look, I've been divorced. I've dated many women. I'm a billionaire playboy. I'm a guy who's taking advantage of the very laws that I think we shouldn't be using against you. And I'm going to change all that. I'm not Mr. Virtuous. Far from it. I'm not Mr. Religious. I believe in God. I want God's grace upon me. But I'm not the most religious guy. He's admitting it. Let me tell you something, folks. That is the real man. That is the real Christian. I tell you all the time. People go to church. The main reason why people don't go to church is they say, oh, it's a bunch of sanctimonious, you know, Bible thumpers in there. What they don't understand is, no, it's the church, if it's being run right, is full of admitted sinners. All there hoping for redemption of some sort, trying to get around people that think like they do so they can live more virtuous lives, so they can live lives of morality. And not the morality the way that the left thinks of it, where they say it's a test of conformity rather than integrity. Or, as Arthur C. Clarke said, the greatest tragedy in mankind's entire history was the hijacking of morality by religion. No, people that believe in morality, because they understand that the closer you have your morality, the closer you are to God, and it actually makes you feel better. You live a better life when you live a moral life. The purpose of morality is to teach you not to suffer and die, but to enjoy yourself and live. That's Ayn Rand. That's not Kevin Jackson. To enjoy yourself and live. The closer you are, you think about what happens when you live virtuously. You feel better about yourself. When you help somebody selflessly, not because there's something to be gained. Let me tell you, everything that Comey did, he isn't going to admit this. Everything he did was in violation of a moral code that he knows exists, a moral code that he would have fought and died for if it was to get Barack Obama elected. Can you imagine what Comey would be doing if Barack Obama were the person accused of everything that Trump has been accused of? He would have died for this man. And so would the majority of these leftists that now fight against Donald Trump. I want you to just think about if Barack Obama had been fought the first year and a half of his presidency to the degree that Donald Trump has, if you think our economy and everything else went to crap under him with a fawning media, can you imagine what would have happened if they had fought him tooth and nail to the degree that they fight Trump? Jeez, these people have no moral core. And Comey is talking himself into prison. We'll play many, many other clips because I'm going to dedicate the rest of this segment and the next segment to James Comey, because you need to understand what's being done. I'm telling you right now, it will not work. What they're trying to do to set Comey up as some virtuous guy and Donald Trump is a scandalous dude, it's going to fail miserably. And in fact, it already has.
Amazing, amazing stuff indeed. Jamie Gangel is joining our panel as well. What did you think?
Look, I think it's astonishing. The one thing that an FBI director or former FBI director can do is dodge a question. So when you see him repeating certain words that are no question salacious, I'm stunned that he went that far. That said, I've talked to quite a few former FBI high-ranking sources. They are not happy about this because they feel it crosses the line of professionalism. They are worried about their reputation. They have been under attack. The organization has been under attack. And they're afraid that when he says these things and goes this far, it further hurts their reputation short term and long term.
Gloria,
allow me to translate that for you. The FBI knows Comey's a crook. They don't want to be associated with him. They don't want him as their messenger, as their marketeer. I mean, this guy's talking about Donald Trump's orange color and all this. I don't know if you saw his interview. He looked worse than Trump. Yeah, he was orange, had the bags under his eyes. This dude's not getting any sleep. He's in big trouble. When we come back, I'm going to read some tweets from different people about what Comey's book is about. We're going to delve into it a little bit further. This isn't good. Let me tell you, this isn't good for the left. It's not good for, I'm talking about the entire Democratic apparatus. This is not good for them. They know it. You know it. And when, I mean, you're on, I don't know what, how long he was on. Was it just Stephanopoulos on Sunday, or did he do like 60 minutes? Whatever it was, I'll tell you this. The clips that have come out of that showcase him to be the clown that everybody believe him to be. And there are a lot of people that want him, like with Hillary. Just shut it down. Shut it down.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fred, the Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz concluded that former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe lied 4 times, 3 times under oath, about his role confirming the existence of the FBI's Clinton Foundation investigation just 2 weeks before the presidential election. According to Horowitz, McCabe was angered by a Wall Street Journal article suggesting he had a conflict because his wife received more than $600,000 from Democrats for a 2015 Virginia State Senate race that she lost. McCabe authorized FBI lawyer Lisa Page and the FBI's public affairs Chief Michael Corton to discuss issues related to the Clinton Foundation investigation, including a dramatic phone call between McCabe and a senior Justice Department official. Some of the key evidence in this case comes from text messages between Page and McCabe. McCabe's seniority gave him the authority to release information to the media if certain conditions were met, but the Inspector General found McCabe acted for personal rather than professional reasons, writing McCabe's decision to confirm the existence of the Clinton Foundation investigation through an anonymously sourced quote recounting the content content of a phone call with a senior department official in a manner designed to advance his personal interests at the expense of department leadership was clearly not within the public interest exception. This afternoon, President Trump tweeted McCabe lied multiple times that McCabe was controlled by his boss, Director Comey, and he claimed there is no daylight between the two men. The White House press secretary put it this way.
I haven't seen the full report, but it sounds like two peas in the pod with McCabe and Comey. McCabe was fired in disgrace for misconduct and lying about it.
In a statement, McCabe's attorney said the termination of Mr. McCabe was completely unjustified, and the rush to fire him at the goading of the president was unworthy of the great traditions of the Department of Justice. Key footnote in the report says McCabe argued his account was more credible than Comey's because his old boss wanted to distance himself from media leaks. McCabe said he believed the inspector general was also investigating Comey as a leaker, Brett.
Wow. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Wow. What do you say to that? I mean, Comey distancing himself. They know, look, these guys talk. Boss to subordinate. They knew what was going on. Comey wants to go out on a virtue. You talk about virtue. Stephanopoulos wants to ask Sarah Sanders, do you really want to go at Comey, have a virtue competition? Absolutely, I do. I'll ask you, in the audience, do you believe that in terms of the interests of America, who's got the best interest of America at heart? Donald Trump or anybody on the left? From Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton to Susan Rice to Eric Holder to James Comey, anybody in the FBI, etc. Name me one person you trust more in government than you trust more than Donald Trump. Name me one. Robert Mueller? Who? I couldn't name you one. And I'm not talking about this from the standpoint of I'm a Republican or a Democrat or a conservative or a leftist. I'm telling you, I trust that Donald Trump wants to do more to make America great than any of those politicians. And by the way, you can throw some Republicans in there. You want to throw Paul Ryan in there? You want to throw in McConnell, Schumer, any of them? Who do you think really cares? Ask that question in a poll. You're not going to get them to ask that. Stephanopoulos wants to go, well, we've done some polling here at ABC, and Comey's more trusted than Trump. Really? What's that demographic there, George? Probably 90% leftist? And, yeah, ask them, do you believe that Comey or Trump really cares most about America? Let's see how that poll goes, even with your leftist. This is crazy. And then Comey says that, I love this, because like I said, the battle of Comey is, he wants you to test morality. He believes the hype. He thinks that the former reputation of the FBI is what he can ride on, that you're going to live on that muscle memory. And so you're going to say, wait a minute, this is an institution that isn't political, and so on. So they ask him, what do you think about President Trump in terms of his fitness to be president of the United States? And here's what this clown had to say.
He's morally unfit to be president.
If you're right, what is the remedy? Should Donald Trump be impeached?
Impeachment is a question of law and fact and politics.
You're a citizen. You have a judgment.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'll give you a strange answer. I hope not. Because I think impeaching and removing Donald Trump from office would let the American people off the hook and have something happen indirectly that I believe they're duty-bound to do directly. People in this country need to stand up and go to the voting booth and vote their values. And so impeachment, in a way, would short-circuit that.
Welcome back. God, Comey is such a loser. Jeez. Morally unfit. Yeah, but I don't mean that as the way that, you know, he's, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, should he be impeached? No, no, no. Yeah, I'm going to give you a strange answer. No. Really? That's a strange answer. Yeah, the strange answer, it would have been for you to say, I mean, look, was he going to tell you the truth? Yes, he wants him impeached. He wants Donald Trump out so that the swamp could continue. He calls it a strange answer that he says no. Strange. And here's the strange part. The strange part about his answer was that he puts it on the American people. You idiots. Yeah, all of you listening to this show, including myself, you're the reason we're here. You're the reason deep swamp, the deep state, is no longer, has been exposed. The swamp is being drained. It's your fault. I love it. Vote your values. I think we did, James Comey. And let me tell you something else, folks. I'm going to get into this a little later in the broadcast. We're about to vote our values again on November of 2018 this year. And we'll vote these skunks out in droves. And you watch what happens the day after the election, these midterms, when the Democrats don't come anywhere close to winning the House. I'll get into it in a bit. Comey wants you to believe that he doesn't want Donald Trump impeached. He wants you to believe that. That is the biggest lie. He wants him impeached. But in saying that he doesn't, what does he do? He condemns you. It's your fault. They all condemn you. Look, do you want to play the thought exercise yet again of asking yourself, where would we be right now if Hillary Clinton had been elected president? I was with one of my friends, a former monk in the Catholic Church, and we were having a discussion about, you know, what would we be faced with if Hillary Clinton were elected? And he says, how do you think Donald Trump did it? And I said, man, if you're a big time Catholic, God, dude, that's the only thing that saved us. You look at everything that's going on, and these people are as caught as Bill Clinton in the blue dress. They are snagged, and they're still finger pointing. I did not do anything to thwart the election of Donald Trump. You know, they're lying through their teeth. And Comey wants to bring up morality. He's morally unfit. Comey was morally unfit to serve in office. And for the record, so is every one of these people we're talking about. Sell you down the river for fame, fortune, and God forbid the combination of both. They wouldn't care for you in any way, shape, or form. Morality. They have none. See, we believe in morality. And in fact, Henry David Thoreau, who I quote often, said, aim above morality. Be not simply good. Be good for something. That's what he said of morality. Alex de Tocqueville said, liberty cannot be established without morality, nor morality without faith. Faith in something bigger than you. Government, you're supposed to have faith in government. Do you know that? It's really God, country, family, or some people, God, family, country. Look at it any way you want, because family and country are one and the same. You're supposed to have faith in it the same way a child has faith in a parent. When you're born, you are born helpless, helpless to the people that support you. Now, that being said, we are not children or wards of the government. We created, but we create government to give us this blanket of protection, if you will. We empower them to lead us. That's a big deal, because what you're saying is, I'm submitting myself to you because I believe in you. And by the way, that's what the Bible tells a woman to do to a man. Submit yourself to a guy you believe in who's going to follow biblical doctrine. You can submit yourself to that guy because that guy's going to live a principled life, and he's going to do things by the book. He understands that you've willingly given yourself to him, and that is a high honor. That's the way the Bible sees womanhood. By the way, feminists hate that. But they love it applied to government. Give yourself to government because it's the highest honor to say, I trust you with everything. Here's my money. Here are my children. Here's the education of my children. Here's everything. Now I trust you. Now, let me ask you, have they lived up to that trust? Your kids getting educated to the... Well, I can't ask you guys. Do you know a black person? Ask them if their kids are getting educated to the degree that you want them to. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of contradictions in how these people do things. And they want... But they want you to believe they're sacrosanct. Be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.